Oh, welcome to Scouting Synopsis. It's Wednesday and we are back. And Jay Blaze says it's one of his favorite times of the week. We're here to preview the upcoming MLS weekend. Like always, we're out here. Alex has clearly been on a buying spree. With me as always, Chris the MLS Peace Guy and ATG So Rare over here dumping his wallet. Bats flying out of it as we speak. I'm in the
same
boat, buddy.
There's absolutely nothing in there.
I have been dumpster diving. It's been crazy. You know what? The market's going to give us gifts. I'm going to take the gifts. What is up, y'all?
One of my favorite new things has become clapping during the in the theme song. It's great. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, let's get you hyped.
Ready to go. Come on.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yep.
No one can see me do that, though.
What is that? It's all right. One of these days, I'm going to record it every time, even the guests. When we play those intros, man, everyone's jamming, everyone's vibing. We're all here to have a good time. But like I said, we're here to look at the upcoming MLS weekend. We're going to look at all the matchups. We're going to look at some players. We're going to do all that fun stuff. Every time we post one of these, the views keep going up. So we're going to keep giving them to you because clearly you like them. But first, as always, we're going to start off. Alex, our dog, every week has been coming up with these player picks. Some blow buys, some cheap buys, maybe some smash players that you didn't think about yet. So, Alex, what do you have for us this week?
I'm starting off with the weird one here. Yeah,
Wow.
You know how I feel about John McCarthy and his ability to keep clean sheets, but he has the matchup that I love the most, San Jose Earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't score against Colorado, they're not going to score against LA. Let's be real. And so they're at home. He's been an AA beast, so I feel like you have like a higher floor to what he can do compared to everybody else anyway. I can't pull up scores on here for some reason, so just look at that.
Okay.
He's cheap, $16 for an old season. That's like on the lower end of keepers, I would say. So good option. He has utility going forward too with his high AA. And so in the rare chance they do keep a clean sheet down the line, could be a really good option. But this week I think is the week he keeps a clean sheet.
You know, and they have some favorable matchups on the way over too. I know. Shout out Bob Flynn, friend of the show. He was in my DMs asking me all these fancy things about LA Galaxy. So you're on to something. Look at you. Hey, if you're on the same wavelengths as Bob, that means you might be winning here soon.
I might be on the right track. And I'm also going to give a shout out to another team I don't give enough love to, and that's Colorado and Bombito. This is a dude that I have been saying I like a lot, and he has a really good matchup at home in the altitude against a Dallas team that doesn't know how to score. Ferreira still don't know when he's going to come back. And so really good AA recently. You know, we're looking at almost, 20 around that AA in these past few games. And so, you know, I like him as this super cheap option, $3, who can, I think will give you maybe a 60 to 70 this week and maybe help you, help boost a budget lineup that you're trying to build. And classic season or new season, pretty cheap too.
And that's he's also the fastest player in MLS and speed kills. So
rest in peace, true. Juan.
Yes.
Juan's record has been broken.
Take that.
And U23 until next year too. So there's, if you do play U23, there you go.
Fun fact, before, Jesus Ferreira comes back, Dallas has scored the second fewest goals in the league behind only the New England Revolution. So,
Stinky.
Good matchup for the defenders.
Ooh, stinky.
You ready for another defender? Chris, I'll just let you say it before I even say anything.
Oh, God.
No.
Wait, is he eligible? I thought he got suspended after he got sent off. He's not suspended, huh?
I
guess he should have been sent off then. That's kind of wild. Okay.
We got a nice defender option here against.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, but it's Orlando.
All right, what are the odds he actually gets sent off in this game? Because he's
honestly,
had a lot of chances, and this is Orlando.
It is possible.
We'll punish you for that.
He'll get a yellow. How about that? We guarantee a yellow right now.
Oh, man.
And so, super cheap, less than $3 for a new season, and a player that, can rack up AA is hard to find. He's had some weaker games recently, but we saw what he could do towards the beginning of the season. I like him. I almost picked one up. I was going to text Chris and see if I could buy his off him, but I'm sure he doesn't have that card anymore.
Pretty sure.
But Waterman, play him this week. Decent L15 and cheap, really cheap. And so I try to go cheap with the defender options just to, because defenders are, there's a big margin between cheap and expensive. So
I do still have mine and I will sell it to you for $5.
For how much?
$5.
Hey, Joe Waterman's not bad, man.
He's really not. That's a good pick.
You said you have two of them then? Because I'm not paying. I can just pull out the MasterCard. All right.
We'll deal with this later. What's next?
All right. Next is another guy.
Fill your pockets on your own time, Chris.
A guy.
Another guy who's come back recently and did good in one of his first games back. He hit 100. And as you can see,
bam,
new season going up. Old season staying relatively cheap. And so this is one of those where if you're playing old season, you can stack him with a Rui Diaz. You can stack him maybe with the Joao Paulo if he decides to play. And use him. He's at home. We know what Seattle likes to do at home. He'll be involved. He'll have a lot of the ball. And so I feel like he's going to get decisive this game and should get a pretty solid amount of AA. I believe he got a 54 last game without a decisive. So, hey, Rusnak, watch for him putting out a nice score this week along with Seattle's attack. Actually doing something. Well, against a Whitecaps team that can be a pretty, you know, they can leak goals. Yeah.
A little shaky in the back. Good old Takeoka.
All right. Here's another super cheap one.
Win Thomas Hall.
And I mentioned this to Jorge. I mentioned this to Jorge. Jonathan Osorio is too cheap. $1 for a guy who can put up these big scores when he gets a decisive. I feel like people are sleeping on him. And he has the worst team in the league at home. He gets a decisive. If not, he's going to give you AA. He's going to be involved in the attack. You know, literally less than $5 for a midfielder can give you peak scores. And we've seen him do it too. It's not like we're hoping for it. Last year he did it multiple times, and he should be used too in Copa America. So if you do want to play those competitions, he will be in Copa America and you can play him. I think he's got Peru in his group. I don't know who else, because that's the game he's playing in Kansas City, and I'll probably go to. So
Canada does have a tough group, if I remember correctly.
Hey, that is true. But hey, Chris utility. Is
big on Osorio, and I just want to bring it up real quick because you were mentioning that. Even though Toronto's been on a slump, like you were saying, like everything's running through Osorio, he's going to be the guy to do it. Look, New England is real bad, and Toronto needs a little bounce back at home. This would be the game to do it, and for $1. $1, my guy.
Very hard to lose money, very easy to gain money on this card.
That is true.
And that's who we're looking for.
I did that with Dejan Jovalic this offseason. I got him for $1 and I sold him for $20. I actually didn't sell him for $20. I listed for $20 and I traded for a Serge Gnabry for Bayern, which I thought was a good deal. So
hey.
Dude, that's the struggle, man. That's the struggle.
And then I did that one time and now I'm like, I gotta buy everyone that's $1.
I mean,
everybody.
Don't look at my gallery, okay? I'm not doing that currently.
Just every single $1 card in the game that gets minutes.
Not even that it gets minutes, that I think has good potential.
Has upside.
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, but we'll get there. I love that. Those player picks. They were actually, you had some really good picks this week.
I still have two more.
You have two more.
Oh, I haven't even done attackers, dude.
You went deep, bro.
Alex coming in with a pick. All right.
Yeah, I have to go someone big.
Pick?
I just had to go someone big. This is the 100, I feel like, out of everybody. This is the 100.
Whoa. I think I bought Andrew Gutman from everybody on the platform this morning.
Isn't he injured?
Yeah, but he's 57 cents, bro. Come on. Bro's 25 years old, 26 years old. Like, he's going to play at some point in his career. You know?
He just bought everybody.
Dude. I bought in Denbe this morning. Bought a Mikey Holiday this morning.
All right. Back to the picks.
Joseph Paintsill, we know what he can do. We saw what he did last week. And again, San Jose, who just let Colorado stomp on him. This is 100.
Bro, I got you. I look.
No, honestly though, like, look, if we're doing player picks for the weekend, LA Galaxy Andrew against Gutman. San Jose at home, like the whole team doesn't matter.
Player Galaxy,
throw a dart blindfolded, you're gonna hit. Wow,
this is this is also to help me boost my you know how I did on the spreadsheet. And finally, I have to go with the Sporting. It's been too long. I chose Agata 2 weeks ago, and now we're back.
You've been very unbiased with these, so I'll give you some credit with that.
And so I'm going Shallowy. This is a St. Louis team that cannot score, and we're going to have the ball a lot. We don't know if Leuven's going to play or not, too, or start at least. He hasn't done much this year, to say the least. Like, he has one decisive, and that's off a corner. And so he needs something. He's at home. He didn't do good last game. And so this is his opportunity to come back and show it. We could have Johnny Russell starting too, so that pairing could be back. And our attack's going to look in pretty good shape coming up. Even with Agata, the way Agata has been playing, we know what he does when he's at home. And so he'll be looking to service in. And with no Remy Voltaire, it seems like too, and Memo's questionable, he's probably going to be taking both corners with Russell also having the hamstring problem. So expect more sets from him. And
hey, Kansas City can score. They just can't close out games. That's
and it. AA too. We forget. AA from him is always, he's always hits a 50. It's weird. And he's $10 for a forward. So
I'll give you that. All right. Do you have any more picks?
Let's see how I did last week. I like to see how I did last week. So here's everybody's L15s. We got defenders here, midfielders, and forwards.
I was going to say that's not that good.
These are the L15s. And here's
the L15s. That makes sense.
Here's how we did.
Look at you.
Look at him. We did good. We actually did good. Can I?
I noticed Aaron Long is not on your list. Is that,
yes, sadly.
Did you do that on purpose?
Dude, this is just proving that Alex's player picks do hit. They be hitting.
They're good. Look at last week, too. Look at that. 34-43. Boom. Big game from, who is this? Freeze. I started him, and someone in the lineup sold it, so it doesn't matter. +3, +13 from Roldan, who I said was going to get good A no matter what. This one was close with Santi. Like, he did good, but he didn't get good enough. Like, if he would have gotten a decisive, obviously this would have been a super good pick, which we were expecting, but it just didn't happen. Abada, what did I say?
He's a guy to score. He's a guy about to score.
He's about to score again this weekend, probably. I'm just kidding. No, but I called that. And then who is this on the bottom? Brian White got a decisive. So little 10. So +79. I called it 5-1-1 with this one counting as a loss, but it's close. And so I have this little thing right here. So far, +84, +79 compared to L15s.
Are we more interested in the overall plus minus or the record? I think what's more important?
We can do both. I'm 9, 2, and 3. That's good.
But which one's more important?
Whatever you think. I think the total desires. I think the total, because maybe the record can be deceiving, because maybe like one of them I hit like by three,
like -5.
Yeah. And so the plus minus sort of gives you a better idea of how they're actually doing. And so I feel like that was a pretty good week. Hopefully this week will be even better, because I chose some guys with kind of lower caps that can get peak scores. So we'll see. I feel like that was pretty good.
We're going to have to start making graphics for these. We're going to have the intro video for his picks. Oh, we're going to do all the things. We're in full producer mode.
Do we have the budget for that?
Trippin pumped me up the other week, and I'm like, oh, now I got to produce everything. I got to go over the top, above and beyond.
Anyway. We need a segment called Trippin Pumped, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's just going to be a segment where we talk about a Charlotte player and pump
just Abada or Vargas.
But either way, player picks, they'll probably hit again. Pay attention to those. Go back, rewind, watch the video over and over again. Pump our views up while you pick up some great picks for the weekend. But anyway, I'm going to pull up the list of games this weekend. Chris, do any of these games right off the back interest you? And there are two on Sunday, by the way.
Yeah.
There are two Sunday games. What are
some
Sunday
shenanigans
games?
Perhaps?
Charlotte, Minnesota United,
they're,
LA Galaxy.
They're late shenanigans. If they are late. They're late shenanigans.
Should we have a sleepover shenanigans and just stay up all night?
Might have to crack a bottle for that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're trying to have some fun with late night shenanigans.
Ooh,
MLS after dark shenanigans.
Sits after dark.
Yeah. All right. Where are we going first, Chris?
So I'm really DC. Super intrigued by the battle at Mercedes-Benz this week, the first game on the list. Alec Kahn going back for a little revenge game. He's played like maybe 8-10 games at Cincinnati. Two of them have been like on the road at Atlanta. Or maybe he like got hurt the week before they went to Atlanta or something like that. I just remember him going back to Atlanta was a big deal, and it either didn't happen or it happened. And that's world-class analysis for you.
I'm excited.
Out of a box. Must be nice.
Hey, I did
too. I got my first card out of a box too, and it was complete garbage. So
mine was
good.
Mine
was nice.
Mine was a tier two, I think.
I thought they were supposed to be really good, but mine was like literally 50 cents. And I was like, guys.
Win's a win.
Question.
Win's a win.
I don't even know if it was a win, to be fair.
This game wasn't on top of my list, but I will say that this game is incredibly intriguing.
It's very intriguing.
That back line is looking
like I don't know what's going to happen. That's the biggest thing, I think, in this game.
You have Atlanta at home, which is good. You have Cincinnati, who has failed to score. But also, Atlanta proved late last week that they can easily get scored on and turn the game around. So it's like, what are we going to get? Their back line is still injured. There is talk that Gigi might be back this weekend, though. Ooh. So that does throw a wrinkle into things.
Dude, Rio scored.
But FC Gigi? Cincinnati is also really good defensively.
Whoa. Who needs Gigi when you have Daniel Rios? Let's
defense travels, though. But does Alec Kahn travel? That's the question. We don't know if he's defense or not yet.
And do we know, have they said anything about if he's going to be their league's cupkeeper again? Because that was the case last year.
Alec Kahn?
Yeah, that's who he was, their league's cupkeeper last year.
I guess.
Maybe. Okay. Does anybody have word on when Celentano will be back?
I heard it was like longer term.
Yeah, it was longer than they originally anticipated, I think.
Yeah.
So May, end of May, maybe? Mid end of May? Buy your Alec Kahns is what we're saying.
I actually just sold Alec Kahns.
I bought. Hey,
wait, is this price bumping? Because I might sell mine too.
No, I might not sell mine. It is down, and I'm like, I don't trust you, my guy.
Didn't all of us buy one as soon as the news came out?
And then he didn't start.
I definitely did.
It was like, I want out of
this. I definitely fell for the trap.
The new season is $3, and you can start him this weekend?
That's
true. Maybe I should have put him on the.
I don't know if you can start him, though, because I'm still very scared about Evan Loro, to be fair. I don't know if they know yet.
So, Loro did save a pen.
One bad performance, and he's going to the bench, and he's worthless. And he's 34, so like, it's not like he's going to.
Listen, man, if you have an Alec Kahn, you roll him out in 220. And hope
you got to start him.
Yeah, you have to play him.
Yeah.
You got to play him in like 220 or something and hope for the best. Because
another keeper getting low is Sean John. So maybe watch out for him, too.
But where do you see this guys? Where do you see this game going? How do you see this game finishing out?
I mean, it's in Atlanta, so you would think Atlanta would be the favorite. But like, it could be. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is the Eastern Conference Final. You know, like these two pretty good teams. So I'm just, as a fan, I just want to watch this game. If that makes sense, like I don't necessarily have like, I'm not like starting guys from this game. To be fair. Because I don't know what's going to happen, but I will definitely be watching.
This is the trap.
Yeah, this is a case where I feel like Cincinnati's not going to score and Atlanta's going to get something dumb and it's going to end 1-0. But it's going to be really close the whole time. Like Guzan's going to get 100 or something stupid like that.
Could be like 3-3. You know, like
it could be both. I honestly don't know. But Cincinnati's lack of goal scoring kind of leads me to think that it's not going to be that. But then again, like we don't like
Miles Robinson, man. Corners.
Hey, Yedlin.
Oh, it is revenge game.
Revenge.
Yedlin at attacking mid. Hey, we don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, Yedlin's not playing attacking mid.
Orlano.
Kubo will play up top, and Yedlin will play right back, and Miles Kubo Robinson will play center back. And they'll have
Miles Robinson is chalked in as a decisive this weekend.
Kubo,
don't lock it in. That's not my pick, but.
Uh-oh. We're already losing power.
Chris is going to be gone in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, guys, help!
Yeah, expect the Kubo decisive again up top. That's how it works.
Oh, rest in peace, Chris. All right, Alex, give me a game. What game are you targeting this week? A good.
Give me the rivalry game, dude. Give me the game I'll be at on Saturday.
You're going to this game, huh?
I'll go to a lot of games. So,
all right,
but SKC. This one's special. This
SKC St. Louis, a rivalry game. How are you? So give me this game then. You're the man. You're the man on the street. What's happening in this game?
So I expect us to thrash them. even from a neutral perspective, I see us beating them 2 or 3 nil. We are so good at home when it comes to scoring, and I don't think St. Louis is good enough to come back on us like that, like teams have been. Like, if you look at who's coming back on us, LA, Portland, and Miami, like,
yeah,
compare that to St. Louis with no Lubin. Like, come on.
St. Louis has sneakily scored 12 goals this year, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
They're not like a bad scoring team.
Who are those against, though? LA?
That's a good question.
Oh, there you go.
I'm pulling it up now.
Daniel Cooper's getting his SKC players out. Fontas is the guy to go with. Melia.
He's the safest bet. Leibold can score higher peaks, but if you want someone who's going to be the safest bet, it's going to be Fontas, especially if we keep a clean sheet.
Facts. Look, and I'll tell you, so, like, you know, obviously last week, if you guys have been paying attention with us, been along with us for the ride, y'all know that I was banking on Klaus this past weekend. So I watched that St. Louis Austin game pretty closely. I'm not going to lie. It was gross. It was real gross.
All He's right, just waiting to be Klaus able to
even
tweet.
Got that goal. It wasn't that great, but
you
of
just
course
to be
I'm
able to
ride
tweet.
That high. Oh yeah,
you just wanted that tweet of the screenshot.
I just wanted
scoring.
To ride that high.
That's all.
And
you
I
wanted.
Was right, but let me tell you guys, let me tell you a little something about the St. Louis team. It didn't look all that great. Like, yeah. Granted, like,
especially the last two games.
Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong. Like, Austin looked really bad, and they made St. Louis look good. But like, it
but
wasn't
they also kind of had all the.
Great.
They also kind of had all the attack towards the end too. And it made St. Louis look really weak from the time that I watched.
Home.
Yeah. Not going to lie. Looked a little rough.
And they've now they're scored going, one goal the last two games at home against Dallas and Austin. So,
and now they're going,
I kind of don't think it's going to be a clean sheet now because, like, you can't be that bad that many games in a row. Like, it just doesn't happen. So,
that's why I picked one up.
You're also going against, they're going against a team that they have never beat away. Obviously, it's two games, but still. It's also, if you go back and look at the goal that they scored in one of the games, it was just like a wonder goal out of nothing. I think it was Pompeu volley or shot from 30 yards out. The other one was a decent goal from Adinan, but Adinarin, I think.
Is how you say Adinarin's awesome. Yeah. You say that's they've fine. Never beaten them away like they're Real Madrid and they've been a club for 100 years. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's
I
been
said
two
small
games,
sample
bro.
Size. Small sample
bro,
size.
Bro, let him talk his smack, bro. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, bro.
This is
the weekend. Rivalry weekend.
Wearing a Philly jersey. How am I supposed to take this seriously?
It's for Kai Wagner.
I mean, I respect it, but like, how am I supposed to take it seriously?
Hey, you want me to pull that? Should I pull down the jersey that I have up top?
Oh, okay. Do it again. Do it again. The viewers, you need to grace the viewers with this jersey. All right.
This is the most beautiful jersey ever created in the MLS.
This thing is so clean. Like, you could wear this out to a formal dinner. Like, this is clean. Like, I would wear that. I would wear that till the season's 52. Okay, all right. I would totally
got a
walk
collar
in
and everything.
See, it's a collar shirt.
Look at that.
Hey, that's a.
And it's three shirts in a shot: Portland, Montreal, and Philly.
Let's go. Hey, MLS. Fan. I'm an MLS fan.
He's a real.
That's a
fan.
Sicko, man. That's a sicko. I could. I don't think I could like catch myself wearing something like not Orlando City outside of the house. Like, I'm wearing Rockin' the Riverhounds right now.
You are.
Let's go.
Lower club. It's fine. Not MLS. But, like, even then, I don't wear it out much because it feels wrong to not wear Orlando out in the streets. I don't know. That's just.
I will say, Riverhounds, one of the most entertaining teams in world soccer, as I
think we're
entertainment manager.
Yes. If you're not watching the game and you're just at the same, everything else is
cool. Everything is very entertaining except
besides
what they're doing on the field.
The game itself.
Except the football because
the rest of it, very entertaining.
The 30 seconds before kickoff, the light show.
My God. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I have the schedule pulled up. You can look at this if you want. You can pull it up if you want. But it's the St. Louis.
Oh,
and so we're looking at.
I have St. Louis pulled up. Why didn't he go to my screen? What the heck?
Hey,
I feel slighted. Oh, I had it first.
No,
look, my screen's bigger.
Chris just wants to fit in.
I just want to be a part of the show, guys. That's
it's a bigger screen, but it has the ads. You're giving MLS money.
Oh no! don't look at pick 'em. I'm gonna put my mouse over it so you can't see it. Look at it,
dude. You win a VIP experience.
What are we pointing out here? We're pointing out
how bad they are the last few games.
And you also drew to them. So how bad are you?
Hey, we definitely beat them away. Like they got very lucky to draw that game. And okay. It was away. And we're only average. We're not like the greatest team. Listen,
I think we understand that St. Louis is pretty bad, right?
And we're pretty good as goals, scoring goals. And they're not.
And you are pretty good at scoring goals at home. Not going to lie. Like I said, St. Louis looks
pretty bad. Kansas City is pretty bad at conceding goals, which is why I kind of still don't think this is going to be a shutout.
This is where I get my podium, dude.
Okay. All right. All right.
If there's going to be a game, this is the one.
Big words. Big words. I'll tell you that. But all right. And it pains me to say this, right?
David Bagold of Toronto.
I want you to get a podium.
That was right? No, we know. Do you want me to go over what happened? You want me to pull up the screenshot?
Don't get started. All right. Listen.
It was 3-0 in the 80th.
Dude, the goal was offsides and they just didn't go to VAR. They just blew the whistle. And they showed the VAR after and he was off. All right. That's a Osorio decisive bumps up his L15. It's fine.
Listen.
Where was I?
I know we want you to get the podium with the SKC stack, right? And it's possible. St. Louis ain't that great. But let me tell you about this other team that is very bad. And as much as it pains me to say this, PSV ain't played this weekend. Pains me to say this.
Yes.
But
I'm going to get my podium.
But that's the wrong screen.
I was going to say, Miami, that's my screen.
Inter Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Against Nashville SC.
This doesn't count. I didn't put it on the pick list because it doesn't, like, come on.
Brother, let me tell you that, like, if Miami was ever going to clean up, it's probably going to be this weekend.
Is this at home, too?
I don't know. Lucas, it is at home. Lucas McNaughton, he's going to come up big.
Godoy at center back.
Oh, Brian Anunga.
A lot of the big teams in Europe aren't around. But when Miami is hosting Nashville SC.
You don't think Alex Mule is going to tee up? I don't know what you're talking about. Nashville by 3.
Can they trade for Paul Marie this week?
They might need him. They might need him and John Gallagher.
If they get Paul Marie in, I think I'm picking Nashville.
It pains me to say it, but like Inter Miami might be the play this weekend, along with LA Galaxy and San Jose. Dude, like that's another one.
Aren't they the play every week?
Whoa. We're forgetting Houston. Hold on.
No, that is also
Houston's
on my list.
Houston's a play.
I don't have it pulled up yet. Sure. But Houston hosting Austin is also a really big play.
Love it.
I think this is huge. Again, I've apologized like 3 games in a row now. Daniel Cooper, Jordy Alba is out with a hamstring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Noah Allen season, baby.
Yes.
Even though
yes.
I didn't even bring him on. I traded my super rare.
Jordy Alba didn't even is bring still him out on for a little bit.
So I have a feeling that he's still going to play, though.
But this is asking for like another Luis Suarez brace, is all I'm saying.
Probably. That makes the most sense.
But I'm sorry.
Weirdly, he's been playing center back recently.
Messi will score 1 goal and get 1 assist. It's a guarantee. All right. If you want a guarantee in life, it's with that. It's all right.
It's death, the Messi scorer season.
And Messi scored.
Yep.
And rest in peace, Hani Mukhtar, who I feel like we haven't talked about once this year, which is very sad to see because when Hani's good and Hani's cooking,
is he a buy low?
He's so bad. Dude. He's so bad this year. Oh my God.
He's still $14 for.
Interesting.
He's still kind of expensive, to be fair. And he is not cooking whatsoever.
Who let him cook?
That's hard, man.
I mean, his AA has been
terrible. He wasn't good last year either. He wasn't great last year.
No.
Like, he turned it up.
It was like June. Since June of last year.
He turned it up Leagues Cup, and then after that.
Yeah.
He had this one stretch, yeah.
Oh, that Miami game. I won't reminisce. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was a momentous day.
He's been kind of booty. Great. And he's a midfielder. And he's $14.
Hani is basically Bongi now.
Low blow. Low blow.
Way to kick a mother down, man.
I don't know.
Man.
Bongi might be better. He's a forward card, right?
And it sucks, man. It really does suck that like we've gotten to this point with Hani. But dang, like this vibes are bad in Nashville, man.
You know what happens? You get married, you settle down, you lose a step, you know? That just happens.
Oh, man.
One too many square dances, I think.
All right, so
congratulations to your Suarez holders and Messi holders.
If Noah Allen starts, they'll win. If not, then Nashville's going
to do. What are the odds on Nashville to win this game? Like, is it like 10 to 1?
Probably too high. Or too
like
low.
They have no chance at what. Like I don't think I've ever seen an underdog that I'm like less confident in pulling off the upset.
Put it a million to one.
This ain't happening. Not today, Chief. And congratulations, you pink bozo holders. Ugh, gross. Let's talk about this one, because this one was also high on my list. Houston Dynamo hosting Austin FC. I'm going to keep saying it every week. I apologize to the Fighting Ben Olsons for doubting you. You have continuously proven wrong. I have been looking at all the players, been looking to buy low, very considering picking up a Karaskia here in the next coming days.
Can we talk about the person I'm buying low on right now, Ethan Bartlow?
I didn't buy one yet. No, stop.
Hey,
I don't know, guys. I don't know if I'm sold on Ethan Bartlow as a super rare holder. You bumped him
last week.
A super rare holder too. I don't know if I'm sold. I don't know why. I'm just trying to artificially.
I like it. I'd rather play him than friend of the show Griffin Dorsey for now, just because I feel like
Griffin's been stinking this year, bro.
Yeah. Whoa, but I like Bartlow's recent form more, and he's actually starting like a decent amount. Like even before
missed like these games, I think, and then he came back, and then I think he got a rotation start, and then Sviatchenko got hurt again. So
yeah, but he also started the same game Sviatchenko started. Mikhail was carrying a knock or something.
Didn't they sit Escobar or something?
Escobar was hurt, I guess. Yeah, but yeah.
They moved Steris outside.
Yeah, so yeah, Mikhail Bartlow will be the center back pairing. I like him. You know, he hustles, he got that goal on clearance.
Who's Daniel wants to know, are we vaguely close to Hector returning?
I thought it was May.
I think so, we are vaguely close, yeah.
Yeah, we're within a month.
And that's even crazier that they are currently in third place and they don't have Hector Herrera the whole year. Like, yeah. Kudos to Ben Olsen.
Look, like, 9 goals scored, 7 conceded.
Crazy.
Think about it. They don't have a true forward. A lot of their pieces got injured. Like, Quiñones went down. All these pieces went down. Hector was down.
Bossy hasn't played a lot, has he?
No.
Bossy's been, like, in and out. So, like, everyone was like, oh, God, like, what's Houston going to do? And they've just managed to continuously just get results and, like, managed to do it. So, when Hector Herrera comes back, like, we're going to see Houston of last year. Like, we're going to see Open Cup winning, contending, playoff run, running Houston Dynamo, the fight of Ben Olsen's, man.
Dude, guys, buyers
is may join this. Is Bossy a buy low?
He's
not low, to be fair. He's literally not on market.
He's low as low as low.
Wait, did that print him again? Did we still get no Bossy?
No, they did, but there's 109 new seasons and none of them are on sale.
And there's zero classic seasons, I guess. He doesn't have cards.
Yeah, he didn't have one last year. But yeah, hey, but like, there's not that many, and like, yeah.
Hey, but join the Steve Clark gang, dude. I bought him, and so far, hit or miss. Once he starts getting clean sheets, it'll pop up very often. And he's cheap.
He's so old, but he's not so good.
Really. Yeah, like he's gonna stay.
No,
there.
He is. He's 38. He is so old. He's Guzan level old, man. But and his contract is up at the end of this year. He signed a 2-year contract with Houston.
But it's also his backup is like as old as him. So it's like he's not going to lose his job.
That's not a good thing. That just means they're going to go sign somebody.
Is it? If he's doing this good, why would they? I get he's old, but still.
Steve Clark. Maybe. I don't know. We've been saying the same thing about Steve Fry. Guzan's still doing great in Atlanta. Like they have like
he owns one too. He owns one too. He has one too.
I do have Fry though.
Yeah. I was looking at Fry this week. Look at these scores like real quick.
Dude, he's too old though. I thought he was too old.
But like Fry,
I like him. I do think Fry is one of the best budget. Like,
look, Seattle may have an attacking problem, but they're still defensively sound.
And you compare him with any defender they have.
0-0, 1-1, 3-2. I don't know, dude. They shut out Austin. They shut out Dallas and Montreal. Yeah. I mean, the Montreal one is the only
one to Galaxy. I'm like, one to Galaxy. Daniel Cooper says De La Vega's back in training.
Uh oh. How much
Seattle's
is he
about to cook again, man?
Maybe if Jao Paulo comes back. Yeah, for sure. Jao Paulo, he should be.
He's on the bench.
He didn't start last year.
He should be back soon.
Why rush him back?
See you live.
Why rush him back? Clearly, you need him. Why rush him back?
Why rush him back? Right here. That's why.
Well, Dallas and San Jose ain't passing you. Austin's not going to be there long.
Well, but my point is, like, you got to start getting points at some point, or else you just end up like Ended up like New England.
Hey, there's a whole lot of season left. We're like, whoa, quarter of the way.
Dude, New England isn't even the worst team anymore.
That's crazy. God.
Hey, Daniel Cooper coming in hot with the job. Paolo said he is 60 to 70 minutes fit in an interview today.
He's good for like 20 AA in 60 minutes.
Yep. So are we getting Jao Paulo this weekend, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. If he started, if he's came off the bench in the last two games, yeah, he's definitely going to.
25 minutes? Yeah. I'm here for this.
10 minutes, 10 AA. Hey.
I still have one for now.
One AA.
I think I listed mine, though.
Well, let me get that. Let me buy that.
I was going to buy Christian.
I bought him in the offseason for like $3 because it was like, what are we doing? Why is he that cheap?
And he was $3?
Damn. I'm pretty sure I got him for like $3.
Because the offseason, like, Sorare was down in the dumps. People were upset. People were sad. But not anymore. Not anymore. We back.
Can you pull it up so I can see?
What am I pulling up? Oh, my goodness.
I want to see his beautiful buy. I don't
know how to find mine.
He never bought the card.
Wow, I might have, like, direct offer. Oh, a long
what?
Time. Oh, $654. He's been down, though, forever. Because, like,
that's Sorare,
I was using
man.
Him last year, man.
Sorare has been down in the trenches. That's a bear market. That's a bottoming out if I've ever seen one.
That's League's Cup and post-League's Cup.
But, like, he's been good, like, this whole time, you know?
But he can't get decisive. That's probably what people don't like.
I was so
he
on
can.
The
can. He got assist, goal line clearance. He got four repeatable? At the end of the year.
And it took you that long to score to find another one.
Oh, there you go, Alex. There you go. Rusnak is the real buy with everyone back. There it is. He smart was on man. Alex's player picks at the beginning of the
whoa,
show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Actually, can I argue that for a second?
Oh, God.
Because Rusnak, when everyone is around, is kind of booty. Like, when everybody's there, he's not the one with the ball all the time, and so he doesn't score. But, like, when everyone's out, he's the only piece there, and then he scores better, you know? Like RSL, he was the only piece there. He averaged a 58, too. At Seattle, he's averaged a 51, and a lot of that has been brought up recently when everybody's been out.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's not going to be back for a little bit,
bro.
I mean, who else do they need back? They got Jao Paulo back.
De La Vega.
De La Vega was never in, though. Like, he wasn't there last year.
Yet. Once he gets in, he'll be like,
Chris.
He's playing the 10 now because Nico Ladero, sort of. Maybe Nico helps him. Maybe. I mean, I get that.
You're stretching.
But also,
you're just
like,
hating. This is where you do your hating.
Christian Roldan is...
There's always one. Every episode.
It's a $4 card, dude. This is the next Joao Paulo.
I mean, to be fair, it is $4, and he does have high AA. So.
And I'm going to probably buy him after the show.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably...
Well, you should have bought one before you pumped him, Alex.
That's not true. I have MLB cards to buy.
Yes.
Ugh, gross.
Where were we?
Gross. Anyway,
let's go to another matchup.
Wait. Christian Roldan is $1.79.
Yeah, you pumped him last week, and everybody's like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Guys,
gonna lower his price even more.
What are we doing? Yeah.
Yes, the Chris Hate train.
All these
is flying through Seattle right now. It's always every week. If it's not Jacob Schaffelberg, if it's not Waterman,
hold on. We gotta figure out what the roster looks like. Whoa.
This is not the roster. This is just one player.
No, I know.
This is Jao Paulo, my guy.
We got to figure out what the lineup looks like.
Look at that.
So, Morris, Roldan, Rusnak, Vargas or Atencio, Jao Paulo. Was there somebody
Jao
else
Paulo
that
goes
normally
in for
plays?
Vargas?
Was there somebody else that normally plays center mid for them?
I thought it was just a rotation between Vargas and
like, Atencio. Last year, they moved Rusnak back here.
Because Ladero
so where
was
does,
there.
Where does De La Vega fit in? Does he take out Rusnak? Rear Diaz?
Yeah.
I think Jayla Vega's like here. We'll take Morris here and Rusnak.
Yeah, probably for Morris. Put Morris up top and play De La Vega where Morris is at.
And take Rui Diaz out.
Yeah, and rotate Rui Diaz with De La Vega before, and as he integrates in.
Potentially.
Daniel, where's Daniel at? We need to get him on the show.
But this is my concern.
Seattle scouting synopsis show is what we need.
This is my concern is... De La Vega on the left, Morris or Rui Diaz at striker. So, that's my concern is if De La Vega comes in here and they decide to move Roldan to 10 and Rusnak back, that's my concern.
Am I?
That's what they did a lot of times last year. And that hurts Rusnak a lot. So,
he's the best midfielder in the league. Put some respect on his name.
Let's not. Yeah, no.
Hey, Omar Gonzalez did get 68 that game. Or not 68, you got a 60.
too far. All right. Bringing it back.
Let's go to DC. I want to hear what Chris has to say about the DC game.
Before we go to DC, I want to talk about one of, because that's not a smashing game to me, but this one right here might be a low key smash. When you got the Colorado Rapids hosting FC Dallas.
Are you on the hype train now? You're on the hype train, aren't you?
No, it's not so much that I'm on the hype train.
You're on the hype train.
I am on the hype train, baby.
You saw them beat the worst team in the league 3-0, and you're on the hype train now.
Not on the hype train, but I'm saying FC Dallas is that bad to where like the hype train has another stop along the way before everybody hops off of it. Like I said, we've been asking questions about this Colorado Rapids team. Bombito was on your pick sheet, your player picks this week. I'm just saying this favorable matchup at elevation, if FC Dallas can't do it normally, why are they going to do it in the mountains, bro?
He's the fastest player in the league. That's
if
why he's on
Jesus Ferreira's back, that's how they're going to do it.
And so it doesn't look like he is based on.
See, he's not going to be match people. Fit. How long is he going to play out in the mountains?
Yeah, they probably won't play like for 15 long.
15 minutes.
Connor Ronan is on his way back. He's a few weeks out, I think.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
Chris, pump Cole Bassett more. Why should we buy him?
Yeah, I saw someone talking about Ronan being back in a few weeks. It wasn't like too far along. He should be gone this summer. But like, and that's another thing, man. If Connor Ronan comes back into this team when they're Ronan's like flying really on the come up.
Yeah.
But I thought he blew out.
Then I'll be on the hype train. I'm on the hype caboose until Ronan is back. And a few more weeks.
I thought Ronan blew out his knee. Am I wrong about that?
It was knee something. I didn't know if it was bad or not. Was it like meniscus or something?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Yes.
Oh my god.
Kevin Cabral, man. Ugh. Gross.
This is generational.
Cabral is not a starter, is he? Is he?
Yeah, he's been.
He is.
Because Cabral's doing that thing where he's very active. He's kind of a pest, even though you know he won't do anything with it. But like he disrupts back lines, which is nice. He drew that penalty against Miami, I'm pretty sure. So it's like Kevin Cabral is doing Kevin Cabral things, and that includes not scoring goals.
But and Navarro got two decisives last week too, right? Two or three decisives.
Yep. He did.
So.
Yeah, man. See, Javik. Yeah. Dallas is up there with San Jose, man.
Two games ago was Cabral and Omer Fernandez. Cabral and Harris.
Listen. Battle of mid.
Harris and Fernandez.
As long as Nkosi Tafari is benched for this FC Dallas team, I can't take them seriously.
Omar Gonzalez is a starter, bro. Oh, my God.
In 2024, Omar Gonzalez is on an MLS team and starting.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
That's why I'm saying, like, look, I'm on the hype caboose for the Rapids. I'm not quite there yet. This matchup is just going to make them look 10 times better.
You know, if you get excited about the Rapids, they're going to suck immediately.
Exactly.
That's why I'm not on the hype train. You guys are putting me on the train without me buying a ticket.
You bought your ticket. You're stepping on the train. You're not on it, but you bought your ticket.
Listen, the only Colorado Rapids player I own is Kevin Cabral, okay? I don't think that screams being on the train. Just saying.
Why do you own Kevin Cabral?
Yeah, really? What kind of poor life decision did you make?
You can just buy like
anybody. You're wearing Riverhound stuff and you own Kevin Cabral?
Listen, it's an LA Galaxy card. It was when he was at LA Galaxy. I thought maybe he'd be the guy. Like everybody else thought he would be the guy. Didn't really work out. I'm afraid to look how much I paid for it.
He's the train's trash can.
Yes, exactly.
Bruh.
What's up,
yeah,
man?
Professional dumpster diver
right here, baby. No shit.
So here's the thing. I sold Cole Bassett. Convince me that I'm wrong for selling Cole Bassett.
Weren't you pumping him last week?
You were pumping him. Explain why you sold him.
Yeah. He got a 61 and now he sold.
Is this allowed?
So here's I'm not sold on him as a player. I still think he's a really good player. He's a really good defensive mid, and he'll still have decent scores. What I'm not sold on, or why I sold, is because I have an old season, first of all. I sold for this price because I don't think, like, I'm never using him as a U23, right? And I don't think a midfielder that averages 8.7 AA and plays defensive mid is worth $10. There's just no chance.
Would you rather have Cole Bassett or go ahead?
No, sorry. I do think he is probably a little bit better than 8AA at this point in this current position. He's probably in like the 15-ish range. But even if he's in the 15 range, he's probably, let's like, that's like a mid-50s guy. And like, that's just not worth $10. There's no way.
Would you rather have Cole Bassett or 10 Jonathan Osorios?
Yes. 10 Jonathan Osorios. 100% of the time.
Yeah, you're not even going to be able to play.
Like, I think his price is artificially high because of goal. And like, that's 100% not sustainable. So like, he's going to come down off this for sure.
As a CDM.
Is it this week? I don't know. But like, that's just not sustainable.
Now, when Ronan comes back, is he going to go
definitely not this week.
Center attacking.
Away at Cincinnati, again. Maybe.
Yeah. He'll move. When he goes back to Cam, like, he's probably worth a little bit more. Maybe not $10, but
honestly, you should be playing Tennis Oreos.
Yeah, play every. I'm playing my Oreo.
That's how you win Division One. Just Tennis Oreos.
Shh, don't tell them.
Don't. But listen,
oh my God,
Alex was asking for it, and we need to know, Chris, the MLS card guy. How are you tackling this weekend when both your darlings, NYCFC and DC United, are facing each other? You're throwing them all on the same team? Are you going to separate them? Are you just going to hedge your bets? One of them has to win.
No, I'm definitely going to hedge my bets. You can't put them in the same team. Like, I have full stacks for both of them. What am I going to do?
It's a meme. I'm sorry, little one.
Like, it's literally like one of the two of them is going to have to bang. You know, like, they're facing each other. So like, one of them.
And Aaron Herrera is out on yellow card suspension.
As is Mateus Kliš. Yeah. Yes. So that's like most of our team right there. Also, speaking of selling high.
Wait. We got the Osorio breakdown.
Okay.
So we got All-Star 270, 240, 220, Challenger in season three times, Challenger Classic three times.
Boom. 10 times.
Player right 10 Osorios.
Easy. Except you can't get the dollar Osorio to play him in season, though. That's the problem. So, like, price.
No, you get one. You get one out of season card in new season.
That's true. You got
play your Osorios.
You nailed it. All right. Back to DC United. So. Well, the good news is they can't bench Matty Peltolas. Like, I'm very excited to actually use my Matty Peltola this week because, like, when he plays, he's great. But ever since he went to international duty, for some reason, he has not, like, started since then, which is really weird. I guess he started once. But, yeah, it's been really weird. He had, like, two really weird games and then, like, subbed in twice. Like, his L5 is in the absolute garbage bin right now. But I think he's still got a ton of potential. Like, you still see the AA is like massive. So I'm he's excited reverse, about Peltola.
Reverse Aaron Long, L15, L5, L40.
Yes. His L5 will magically stay low when everything else is high. I'm selling Aaron Herrera. I think he's way too high. He's a good player, but like, guys, $63 for a rare. 657 for a limited for a defender who's not U23.
Are you selling your Herrera?
I think I already did, or at least I listed. I sold my limited one, and I have this one listed, I think.
Yeah, but aside from Brooks Lennon, what other defenders banging right now? Like that.
But this is not sustainable. Like, he has two goal line clearances.
Look at the AA, though.
He does have a lot of AA. To be fair, AA. Like, he has a ton of potential. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad player at all.
But people are...
But this is a defender that's not, especially in season.
Okay, classic season isn't that
bad. This is really not that bad, to be fair.
But the
new season is
the ability to try to find new season defenders though is really tough. Like you can't name three defenders that are elite without naming Herrera.
Joel Waterman. Like,
all right, four defenders, and Herrera's in the top three now.
Yes, Herrera, I think is. At least close to the top three, but this is still a very small sample size, so I'm still very concerned. I mean, in theory, it still works with him crossing to Benteke, but like one Benteke injury and Aaron Herrera is completely worthless. So
that is very true.
I'm still like,
where's that risk?
You know, like it's a lot for a defender that I don't know if he's like the best defender, and that's what you're paying for right now, especially in season. Actually, especially at the rare level, to be fair. Like,
fair,
that's a lot.
Fair,
that's
fair.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
So Herrera's out. Kliš is out. I mean, if they start Jackson Hopkins again, and they start, where's the other guy, Fletcher? They start those two, like, I'm legitimately concerned we'll lose. If they don't start those guys, maybe we have a chance. I don't know what the heck happened to Chris Dahomey because he was so good in Vancouver for like a stretch. And then they brought in Caicedo, and then he just like fell off.
Look
how good he was at one point.
Do we have a venue? Where's this game being played at?
City Field.
Yep. So we're good there. But Peke is pretty much guaranteed to score.
Whoa. Yep. I need my freeze clean sheet, dude.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Dude, you're telling me Benteke is not going to dunk on any of those center backs?
Oh, 100% he will.
Dude, James Sands is going to get a red card, Brexit tackling him, and take his ankle out for the game.
God, not... No, first of all, it's going to be Keaton Parks, all right? If we've learned anything this season, is that if anybody's going to do anything dumb on NYCFC, it's going to be the one rare that I own in Keaton Parks, okay?
I will still buy that Keaton Parks whenever you want to sell.
I'll wait for his price to go back up.
Hey,
if his price goes up, I'm not going to want to buy it.
Stroud had himself a last game was pretty nice, right?
For a rare, dude? That's crazy.
Jared Stroud?
Didn't he have a good game last week?
Let me tell you something about Jared Stroud, okay? About the cheeky little in-season Jared Stroud, okay? It's just so up and down, man. Like, this kills me. Like,
Never mind. I thought he did good.
It's the worst. Like, if we could just get some consistency at Jared Stroud, we've talked about it, we've had conversations. When he's on and he's cooking. With no Aaron Herrera, Pedro Santos on the bench, off the bench, who knows? Jared Stroud could have a good game against NYCFC, but man. Jared Stroud kills me.
Stroud's very decisive dependent. So
yeah, it is very hit or miss, unfortunately, with Jared Stroud.
He plays everywhere. Look at that. The last five games he's played striker, right attacking mid, right back, center mid. That's crazy.
That's right. There is something there eventually, hopefully. But until then, we do not know.
He doesn't have the AA.
You haven't told me who's winning this game, N1CFC or DC United.
I think
say it
somewhat uneventful draw is what I'm thinking.
Oh,
yeah,
2-0 NYCFC. Same as last week,
2-2.
Yeah. If NYCFC has to play on a regular size field, not that kindergarten pitch, then yeah, they're not as fun and not as good.
Santi
will still bang
with no Cliche. I still think Santi will, yeah. Peltola should 100% be in this game, which. If Peltola shadows Santi, that could be an issue because Peltola is really good. Like I'm telling you guys, Peltola is really, really good.
Okay. But
yeah, that could hurt Santi big time. If Santi's not cooking, who's cooking for NYC? You know,
is Peltola still crazy expensive?
No, his price is like dropped off the face of the earth because
he was like crazy at the beginning.
He's had
right?
such a crazy drop.
He was like $30. Wow.
He's seven now. Yeah.
Well, now he's not absolutely a guaranteed starter anymore, right? Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should buy one before. I got one.
Okay.
No, don't. We don't want to see the graph.
Oh, God.
We don't want to see the graph. Oh, no. Oh, there I am. No, it's fine. It's for the collection bonus. It's fine. It's all good.
Look at that peak, though. $60.
But, like, to be fair, like, he could be, like, as a U23, like, he could
international
be worth
too.
He could be worth a lot. And like he could be one of the best. He could be the best defensive mid in the league.
Yeah. We'll see.
He's known to Manu Radoya.
We'll see. We'll see the situation.
That game wasn't an MLS. I was going to say he had 250 AA games.
All right. But. Daniel Cooper brings up a really good point. Are we still high on the New York Red Bulls, even though they're yet to do something impressive thing this season? Hey, Lewis Merton got a hat trick. All right.
What do we mean they haven't done anything impressive? They're first in the league.
Hey.
They're tied with Miami and LA Galaxy for first in the league.
And everybody's calling those teams like
on
insane,
fewer man. Games played.
That's
so
wild.
They had a nil-nil gross draw Chicago last week.
They had a red card too, though.
Yes, true. Very, very early. Very early. How do we think they favor going across the country to LAFC? Which is a tough place to play, but they love to concede goals.
They'll score.
Yeah, sure. I think it's an interesting game. But I do think Red Bulls are kind of going to run them around a little bit, to be fair.
But they've played one half good team.
They beat Cincinnati away. What are we talking about? They full beat Miami 4-0. Right? What do we mean one good team?
That was pouring rain and no Messi.
They did get smoked by Columbus, but like that's their only loss of the year? Yeah, their only loss of the year. Their only loss of the year is Columbus away.
They couldn't even beat Orlando, bro. Terrible team.
So yeah, these are like weird results. New York's very up and down. They can beat anybody, but they could also kind of just shit the bed. That's kind of why.
And it was a Lewis Morgan revenge game.
Oh, it's a late game too. Yeah, it'll be their bedtime.
Miami was B team. But like Colorado only 2-2'd Miami's B team, and they're suddenly the hottest ticket in the
league. Revenge game on the beginning of May. I don't know what it is.
The
revenge of the revenge. Hey, we have someone new here. KNRC, real quick. Johnny Russell fit to start. Needs to know.
That's
probably not. SKC. I put him on the play sharper. I said 45%. I feel like he'll definitely make an appearance, but whether he starts or not is up in the air just because they waited to bring him on last week instead of just bringing him on when we needed him. So
that means it's not worth it.
Exactly. If you're not 100% sure, don't start him.
I said this to so many people comment. I tell them with Fontas and with Russell, don't start them in your lineups until you see them start in a week. Then play them a week 100%. After.
Yes.
That's how it should be with anybody if coming back from a long-term injury.
Yeah. They're gonna get eased in. They're gonna get a little bit of running around before they really get thrusted into the starting lineup. But good, yeah.
And don't play.
They beat Dallas, Miami's B team, Houston, and Cincy. The good win. And Houston,
but Houston's
turns out Houston's a good win. It turns out that was actually a good win too.
Oh, away 2-1 away
to the Fighting Ben Olsons. Listen, with Steve Clark.
Listen,
Kai Kamara up top.
Look, hate the Red Bulls. I'm not going to sit here and try to defend Bulls. But like,
are we going to see Kai Kamara start legit?
No.
Why is he in there?
I don't know.
Bawanga is.
So we're dad things.
Not at center.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah. About no. Oh no. At Tuesta, that could lead to. Oh,
that's right. Suspended. Ooh.
I forget about that.
Things are going to be a little shaky.
So who's the replacement?
Kai Kamara.
Not Kai Kamara.
And they'll move Bogus to.
It's definitely not Kai Kamara.
I don't know. Nobody knows. That's why he's up there. Who are you taking in this game? Are you taking Timothy Tillman? Or are you taking Lewis Morgan?
I'm taking Kai Kamara.
As much as I hate to say this,
gotta break that record.
I'm taking neither one.
Really?
Yeah. Tillman, like, I think will just kind of get. I don't know. He'll get red bulled.
You think he's going to get red
ball? Lewis Morgan is so decisive dependent that I could just see him not scoring and putting up like a 30, you know?
But yeah, LAFC leaks goals kind of.
I'm going to go draw too. I don't see that either of these teams is much better than the other in their current shape. Where were next game?
I think I'm taking Red Bulls, but like 2-1 uneventful. Like
this is another one of those toughies where you're like, this could literally go either way. It could be a shootout. It could just be like a dud. It'll be a fun match. I guarantee you that. It'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, if there's any edge to find in this game, I don't really
it's, think there is. Is Bogus normally a starter?
Yes. I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he plays striker. It's weird.
Yeah, he does.
Another quick hit. Wow, Daniel Cooper coming in hot with the LAFC 3-0. So much Red Bull hate. Oof. What is going on?
Man.
What is going on with you guys? They're fun. They're
like
a good team.
Red Bull, even if you don't like Red Bull, you got to admit they're hard to shut out.
They are a fun team right now. But Chicago shut them out. RSL, could we get the shutout masters in Chicago Fire? The Red Bulls couldn't do it.
You get the old red card in the first half. Maybe you get a shutout.
Can Real Salt Lake, Chicho, how many decisives you get in this match against Chicago at home?
One?
Guaranteed decisive?
Clearance
or a guaranteed goal?
Clearance off the line. Yeah, I think that's pretty safe. I think he should score.
Play Chicho's. Play your Nellies. Rest in peace. Maybe Diego Luna will finally find himself for once. We're sad without the Lunas. Very, very sad. Very sad.
Low-key, Chicago's given up 14 goals, which is third, it looks like, in the MLS. Third worst.
Oh, so, Chicho's going to cook then.
Yeah. Interesting. I always thought they were like pretty decent defensively, but this year so far, not so much.
No. They've just had crazy, crazy high-scoring goals, golazos, all that fun stuff. Play at Chicho's, Real Salt Lake, Chicago. Rest in peace. Here we go. Oh, Toronto God. Bounce back game. I guess the New England Revolution at home. Look, Toronto needs a boost. They need a morale boost. They're at home. It's been a little rough. What perfect way to bounce back the New England Revolution? Just the bottom tin pot trash dumpster fire of the league.
I'll give the quick review of this game. Do not watch this game. If you have free time there, do not watch this game. All right.
Yeah, I think I have paint that's drying in my house that I'd rather watch.
He is going to paint game. Just to watch it dry. So he
I would literally rather paint than watch this game. No Insigne means Toronto is no fun. And also Toronto's defenders are all hurt. So like what?
I'd rather watch this game simulated on FIFA than watch this game in real life.
Carlos Hill cook in this game?
Nacho Hill would cook in this game.
Because like I get it, they've only scored 5 goals, but like this is Sean John versus the world. Like
it is.
Their top three defenders are all out.
He has zero health.
Three defenders are all out.
Dude, Hill is washed. Carlos Hill.
He's getting no help whatsoever.
Yeah, that's just a tough seed, man.
Does Nacho have a better L5 than Carlos? Are we at that point?
Maybe he might be. Do you have it pulled up, Chris?
43 no. for Carlos. Go up to Nacho. No. It's 43 for Carlos. Nacho. 46. Wow. We have a
better
new heel.
We have a new better heel. Wow, I own both heels now. I'm very proud. I might start a heel stack.
You won the giveaway.
I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm just staying away from this game at this point.
I'm starting my Marshall Ruddy Osorio stack with pride, though.
I'm actually starting like a Ravas Romney Kessler stack and just gonna go nuts with it. Just wait.
All right, stop. Just wait. All right,
I did see you bought Ravas. Why?
I bought him because I have all the other New England guys. And
why? That's true. There's a collection.
It's for the collection, bro.
It sounded a lot better in like the first week or two of the season than it does now.
Don't worry, they'll cook. They'll fire what's his face, Caleb Porter. And they'll cook.
You think so? Half a season with Caleb Porter, that's it?
Yeah,
they paid him too much to fire.
Look at what's happening, man. Like, what are they gonna do? I'm also second in New England Revolution collections right now, which is sad because I cannot catch first place.
He's gonna win that Nacho heel sign jersey.
You want to know what else is gonna be gross? Orlando City going up to CF Montreal. We already had a stinker of a game when we hosted them earlier in the season. Granted, we look a little bit better than then. But this is just asking for trouble. Juan and Joseph Martinez. Ugh, it's a thing of nightmares, and I am not excited for.
It's okay.
Are we going to see Muriel start?
Martinez probably starts, so you're probably fine.
Are we seeing That's Muriel true. Start this game? Do we know?
I guess so. I don't know why. I don't know. I still think, and I've been saying this since day one, that Duncan should be starting with Muriel coming off the bench. But Oscar Pereja in poppy ways, like when he finds his lineup and he just runs it out every week, regardless if it's working or not, because he's just trust the system, bro.
You pay him too much. You pay him too much not to start him.
I think it is what it is, too. Maybe, but it is what it is. Look, and I said it in like when we were reviewing the show on Sunday. Shout out Sunday Shenanigans. What's up? It's one of those things where like now that we have that double pivot in the back and we have Caesar and Cartagena back there to lock things up. All the attack. Now they have the freedom to really roam up front, work together, and not have to track back as much because we're defensively sound. Brekalo seems like he's healthy, finally coming back. And, you know, the defensive shape, no Antonio Carlos, but he should be back there. Got his first goal. So things are looking good. I think we can cook this game.
I can start my stack with pride.
You can. I don't know why you would.
All right.
Shout out to whoever picks lineups on Sora Data because Torres, Ojeda, Ladero, and Angulo cannot possibly all start together.
Just not even.
There's 0% chance, and they're all 100 except for Torres, who's one person.
I'll tell you, Brekalo, Janssen, Dagger Dan, Facundo, Cesar, Angulo, and Ojeda are lock starters. Muriel or Duncan up top.
And your other defensive mid, right? Your other defensive
Cartagena.
Mid.
Yeah, Cartagena should not start on over. Here. Which, yeah, he should start over Ladero. Yeah. And that should be the lineup. Just
start Nico, dude.
Super sub Nico.
Is it can I start my Facundo Torres this week?
Can you start Nico so I can get hundreds every week, please?
Facundo Torres, until further notice, is our new 10. Yay, Ojeda. It's not Ojeda. We all want Ojeda at the 10. He has better vision, he has better passing, he has better progressive passes. You know Facundo Torres has 3 shots this season? We're like 8-9 games in.
That's elite.
Hey, you know what?
Dude, Great. We're having a great time. You know what I'm glad that we didn't do? Sell him in the winter. So glad we didn't sell him.
Are you?
Don't worry. He's gonna win me U23 this week.
Maybe. Yeah. I wouldn't prioritize Faku because he's been rough. But yeah.
I'm starting. I'm not even kidding. I'm starting.
It's gonna
be
great.
You should.
I don't believe in Montreal at all.
It's only a matter of time, right?
I'm playing Ladero, by the way.
Hey, he'll probably cook off the bench.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
Look, Montreal is going to score early on some fluky goal. Gaius is going to get another error. Then we're going to chase the game. We're going to bring in Nico. He's going to do some Nico stuff. But 90 minutes, Nico is gone. And I think Seattle, we all questioned why he was coming off the bench in Seattle. I think we now know why. I think I know why now. It's just the whole match. The thing with Nico is that he's so like, I'm going to take this game into my hands and do everything with three other guys that are also thinking the same. A lot of the times, like, Nico floats away from the open spaces to try to find the game. And it usually just ends up, you know, just a cluster of nonsense. And it's just not working. So having him come off the bench, a little bit easier.
That's just Orlando's season.
Yes.
A cluster of nonsense.
Yeah, it literally has been a cluster of nonsense. But look, we don't know about Montreal. Orlando, we're still figuring out.
My call of the week, Orlando gets a shutout in this game.
Oh, that'd be so
awesome. This is the way. Just wait.
Dagger Dan goal.
Tell me who's going to score from this Montreal team except Joseph, and Joseph's going to start.
If Joseph's starting, then no.
He's garbage.
If he's off the bench, though.
If he's off the bench, we might be cooked. But
I'm putting $20 on a Juan assist to Joseph Martinez in this game.
Juan's goal this game is just going to beat Bombito's record. Like, he's not going to care about the game. He just wants his record back.
Look.
He's just going to be sprinting up and down the sideline.
Like, come on. Look. Like, look at me. Look at me.
I love Dagger Dan, but Dagger Dan gets up so high, and he's not going to be able to recover and track back when Juan's just bombing down the side. Okay.
Juan's going to purposely not track back and just sprint down the field. Yeah.
And then whatever, for some reason he plays on the other side, Kyle Smith is going to get cooked. Santos also going to get cooked. So it's like, start? I don't know. I really don't know. The whole Santos-Kyle Smith thing just pisses me off. I don't understand it. God, I'm so,
I'm calling it now. Hey, Janssen, decisive. Wait, I think this is
interesting.
That's bold.
That is bold.
I don't know. He'll get it eventually.
We'll take it. It's a matter of time.
Picks, I dare you.
Gonna be a good loss.
Hot.
Yeah, we still gotta do those picks. We're at an hour. Shout out to everybody who's been here the whole time. Y'all are great, incredible, love
shout
it.
Shout out to my power for staying on for this long, because I did not think we were gonna make it this long.
You guys apparently might see him get blown away by a tornado.
Yeah,
whatever.
This That'd is be a good no TV, big deal. Though. To be fair.
This is an interesting.
Anyway, game. Columbus Crew hosting the Portland Timbers. Columbus Crew, god dang, they're good. They've had a break, all right? They didn't have Champions Cup. I think they have CONCACAF next week, though. But they should be fine for this game, I think. Portland can score. Evander can score.
They're definitely going to rotate. They're going to rotate everybody.
They already did last week. They didn't even put Schulte in the 18.
Yeah.
He would have played, too, because Bush got a concussion.
If they have CONCACAF in the midweek, I don't think they're playing their guys.
They're not going to play...
Zawadzki's back. I can play my Zawadzki that Hold I
love. They have Monterey at
multiple,
home.
Is Cucho multiple game suspension? Because he's not there in that projected, and I don't see him in the subs either. Yeah, he's on the out.
Let's look at the MLS availability report.
Oh, yeah. Santi was killer last weekend.
He didn't do that bad. Like, he almost hit his L15. No Hinestros is sad.
Yeah, but Zawadzki's back. The Swiss Army knife at Columbus Crew.
Hey, they're going to score goals because look who's in goal. No Crepo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Crepo with a red card. Pam Temis sees, hey, I have another goalkeeper for this weekend. Let's go.
Hey,
also, I was looking through my gallery, and somehow Pam Temis is one of the highest level cards that I have. I don't know how.
So long, he's just never played.
He's just been sitting. Just on my bench for so long.
So Cucho is not listed on the availability report from last week. So I'm assuming that that's not suspension related. I don't know if he's in the doghouse still, but.
Uh-oh. The Nancy doghouse?
I mean, he could still be in the doghouse. The only one on the availability report is Christian Ramirez.
He is training. Someone posted a picture of him training.
Yeah. Speaking of Nancy, he did just get extended today. So
also, yeah, that's crazy. I'm glad you brought that up. Huge news. Yeah. Huge long-term extended contract for Nance. He is staying.
That's and big we're for all him better for the summer because they were not going to keep trouble. Him through the summer.
We're all better for it. Real quick, so we can get to the picks game with Alex, we have Charlotte hosting Minnesota on Sunday, one of the two late-night Sunday shenanigans. Charlotte to Minnesota. Minnesota has been kind of rolling, but they're coming into Charlotte, who let Toronto put up two.
Didn't Minnesota just lose last week, a game they should have won?
Yes. And Charlotte almost lost to a Toronto team. That is not good right now. So
this is the game. This is called Will Bongi Do Something. That's what this game is called. And the answer will be no.
No. So do we have Charlotte winning this game?
Yep. I think it's an aggressive 1-1 draw.
I think it's a 2-1 Charlotte. They score in the 78th minute.
I really like
bought a game winner.
There's some weeks where like everybody just draws. This could be one of those weeks.
No, we had that. We had that the week before last.
Yeah,
could be another one.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
It's something interesting weird because like sometimes no away teams will win, and then Columbus, like other Portland, times all the away teams win. And it's
blowout.
Like, I don't get it.
Maybe weird. Could be a blowout. Definitely blowout. Rest in peace, Austin. St. Louis can't score goals.
I'm
kind
of feeling some of these away teams this week.
There's a lot of spicy matchups this week. I like it.
Red Bulls, RSL, DC, Orlando, Cincy, maybe
Dallas, Colorado,
New England, maybe. I mean, I never want to pick New England, but like, don't pick New England. If you're ever gonna have a matchup,
this is the
way to Toronto. Like with no
play your LA Galaxy stack.
It's kind of the way.
It's John McCarthy season.
Yeah, San Jose is not on my list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play your Inter Miami's against Nashville's and pay your LA Galaxy's versus San Jose because
Sporting KC that isn't Johnny Russell.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. We'll see.
Isn't Johnny Russell.
We'll see. We'll see. But dude, yeah, that was it. Thanks for coming to our previews and looking at the weekend. Now we all know who we need to go by before the weekend. But before we get out of here, we have our definite slices. We have our pick'ems. Alex's pick'ems.
Yay.
Thanks away. How did we do last
this
week?
Is so much more
Let's
fun.
See how we did last week. All right, Chris, this is where God, you're not going to have fun. Damn. All right. So,
and you guys in the chat could also give us your picks.
Here we go. So Cornell somehow got a clean sheet. Freeze, as everybody knew that was going to happen. Benteke got the goal. I don't know why he didn't put this in score, but it's fine. Gould got an assist. So shout out to that. Santi didn't do anything. Drewsy, nothing. Chicho, nothing. Chris, again. Pookie, nothing.
We need to bring the categories down so people can see them.
Oh.
Evander, 95. My guy.
I'll zoom. Here we go. Yeah. So look at that. Evander, 95.5. Big. Pooge, 80.6. Big. Lewis Morgan. He played.
Damn, did I win this past week?
You did. 3-2-0.
I'm aggressively in last place now.
And like, here's the current standings.
By a lot.
Let's go.
I could sweep the week and still be in last.
So current standings. I got 6 points, Jorge 5, Chris 2.
All right.
Yeah. This is the week. We're cooking this week.
All right. Let's run it back. Let's do it.
Coming up with
what
some
we got?
Craziness.
Pushed up the order. I begin.
Clean sheet season.
Clean sheet. Right,
who's getting a clean sheet this week?
I think I just got to go with the guy that I said in my picks was going to. I'm going to go McCarthy for the LA Galaxy. Chris, who do you think who's getting a clean sheet?
Give me Stevie Clark.
Ooh, okay. And FYI, this is the last week. You cannot use anybody you previously used. And then next week, you're able to repeat people from.
Wait, what?
Oh, we can't even do that?
That remember was a rule?
Yeah. And you
I
guys
don't even remember
it.
Who I picked.
Well, here
so
you
wait,
go.
I can't use anybody that anybody used, or I can't
no,
use anybody
that, you
that
used,
I used?
That you oh. used. Okay. Yeah. So you can't like choose the same
So people I can't. Used. Wait, who did I pick? Heal, Jovalich, Bentek. No, wait, that's somebody else. Santi, Pookie. Well, thank God I haven't picked very good people so far. Oh,
Santi, Pukki, Lewis, Morgan, and up top you pick Stuver, Heel, Jovalich, and Acosta.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go Zach Steffen with a clean sheet. I don't think Dallas is going to score in Colorado. We'll do it.
Interesting.
We'll do it.
So then who's going to get the decisive?
Oh, a definite decisive. You know what? I'm going to go.
You son of a bitch. Decisive. You're going to steal mine, are you?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know what yours is. Definite decisive. Dang, I don't know. All right, you know what? I'm just going to go homer with this. I'm going to go with Martin Ojeda.
Whoa.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We're getting Martin Ojeda. My guy. I'm going to go with a similar player that you've probably never heard of. Lionel freaking Messi.
Yeah.
Give me that decisive, boy.
I was surprised.
How did you not pick my guy? Okay. I'm not going to complain. I need the help. I appreciate it.
You know what happened the last time y'all made fun? You remember what happened the last time y'all left?
Well, I think there's I think there's levels to these two players. Just saying. All right. So I am just going to go someone that I luckily haven't picked yet. I'm going to go Luis Suarez because, I mean, let's be real. I could put him for goal scorer, but he's going to do something. There's a chance he doesn't score, a very slight chance. So I'm just going to be safe with that. Put that there. Do I go? I can't go out of Gata again because of the rule. I would do that, but I can't. I am. Let me make sure really quick because I don't want to come up looking stupid.
That's what we do on this show, baby. That's what we do. In the meantime, we got Jayvik here with a clean sheet. He agrees with Clark. Decisive goal, highest score, just messy. He literally can't go wrong. Rest in peace, Nashville, dude. They're gonna cook.
Yeah, they're gonna get fried. It's not gonna be fun for them. Give me. Ooh.
Who's going to score the goal, Alex?
The goal's going to come from...
Hold on. First of all, why did you not pick Suarez for the goal?
Did you not hear my...
No, what I said? Was not paying attention. I was trying to think
of... You can go back and watch... Go replay the show and figure out
what I said. Yeah, bro. Go give us a view. Go back and listen.
I'm confused
because we wrote going... Jorge for doing that to Benteke.
Yeah, I'm the only person to not choose him yet. I get to choose
still
him
still worked
now.
Out.
Give me Benteke.
All right,
and it's worked out both weeks, so I think it'll work out again. Chris, who's scoring?
Well, shit, I don't know. Like, I don't want to pick somebody who's on the road, but like,
this is a hard one.
I kind of feel like I have
to. You got it.
I guess I'm gonna go with Chicho Arango.
Dang it, dude!
Oh, that's
like nice. I kind of have to, you know? Like, I don't feel like there's any other like.
Really, oh, that was my next pick.
Wow.
Because, like, Suarez is the easy one. Giakoumakis might not play. Morgan, will he play? Well, I mean, will he score?
Jovalich, and Chris, you see, out of these two, which one's more likely to score a goal out of Suarez and Benteke? Who's going to score a goal?
Suarez.
Wow.
No.
100%.
If they're going to get decisive, which one is going to be a goal?
Suarez.
You know who's going to score? Paintsill.
Oh, interesting.
No one's picked the Galaxy.
That's fair.
No,
he doesn't really score that many, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's more of a facilitator.
I don't know, man. If you look at some of his chances, like a goal, this is the week. Dude, everyone's getting a goal this week. LA Galaxy is going to cook this week against San Jose. Everyone gets a goal. The highest score.
Crap, we got to do this, too.
Dang, highest score. Is there anybody left on Inter Miami to pick? Hello.
Jordi Alba's one knee.
No. Yeah, Jordi Alba's one leg will probably be the highest score this weekend. Highest score. You know, I'm gonna stick on the LA train, and I'm gonna go. Can I just steal? Dang, I don't. Oh, this is tough. This is tough. This is tough. I guess, yeah, just give me Poosh.
But you can't, can you?
Have you chosen
him? I haven't picked him.
I think he's picked him. Because there's two Pooges up there, and I don't think I picked him yet.
No, yeah, Jorge used him week one.
Oh, dang it. Give me Marky Delgado then. Give me a cheeky AA wow. and decisive.
Yeah, I just sold his number one, by the way.
Yeah, give me an AA game from Marky Delgado. He's running around San Jose and then get an assist somewhere or a goal.
Yeah, the better score from that game will be Rookie Pooge. And since you can't take him, I can. I'm going to take Rookie Pooge.
This game is rigged, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a rule, to be fair.
I didn't either.
Hey.
It's a rule now, though.
I think I said something last time, and hey, we're here now.
Man, nobody listens when we talk. We're just here for
games. We need to do this over like multiple weeks where nobody can pick any of the guys we picked from previous weeks. That would get spicy. We're going to get deep.
All right. Last one.
So I'm going from a weird game. In this one,
highest score of the weekend goes to drum roll, please.
I'm gonna go someone that if he gets a decisive, this is big territory.
And the highest score of the weekend goes to
Dylan Johnson.
Artur.
Oh god.
I'm choosing someone unorthodox, but also has
that's really not a bad pick though.
Artur really
he has really good AA. And he's got a great matchup.
Yeah, that's not bad. He's been kind of cooking, huh?
Like we're gambling around here.
We're gaming right there. But yeah, he's got big AA potential. So I mean, he could theoretically do it if neither of our two guys get decisives.
If he gets
Mark Delgado is probably not going to get a decisive.
Oh come on!
He was an assist god to start the year.
Hey, I listened to an interview with Marky Delgado the other day, and he was talking about how he's excited and he's starting to get a little bit more forwards in the game plan that he's like bombing up. He wants to score more goals. Really just saying, Marky Delgado. Actually, it's Mark Delgado. He doesn't like Marky. I keep saying it. It just rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Mark Delgado will be the guy this week. Hey, might be fair. Yo, if you guys are still here in the chat hanging out, playing the games with us, let us know who you think picked the better one. And again, drop your predictions. Drop what you think might happen.
Maybe in the future we'll do a giveaway and you guys will get to play along and pick your decisives.
You know what? That's a good idea. Look at Alex with the ideas. It's the man with the plan. Well, we've been in an hour and a half. We keep saying we're going to keep these short, but we just love talking MLS.
They said keep them long last time. They said keep them long.
That's true. They did say keep them long last time. Give the people what they want. Anything else you guys want to bring up about the weekend before we get the heck out of here? It is almost past my bedtime.
No. SKC is massive. That's all you need to know.
I thought you built that up and they're like, nah, not really.
Nope. There you go. 57 Cent Guzman is going out to the winner.
No, dude, One of y'all could be so unlucky
to get that Guzman.
Give me 3 years. I'm going to sell him for $2. I'm going to come back to you and be like, you should have held.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out in the chat. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe for a show. Sunday shenanigans, all that fun stuff. Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, all that good stuff. SKC's massive, I guess, or something.